Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom
What's
Show.
What's so funny?
1320 WILS. I love the way you do these standings. You're sitting there with your third grade
you can't,
math.
But because you can't, you know, making these predictions, I'll evaluate. There's so much turnover in college football. I'll evaluate after I start watching
games. Would you please grow a pair and just write your predictions down?
I'm just saying, you making predictions, you're talking out of your you-know-what when you're doing this.
All right. We want to welcome in Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services,
DrJohnB.com.
Very well done. Hello, John. How are you?
Well, gentlemen, I'm here tailgating. Is there anything better? How does that sound? No, there's not. It's a great time. Having a wonderful time.
A little windy out there, though.
It is windy, but, you know, it's a perfect day for football.
Now, you told me that you thought Michigan was potentially the big loser with the new divisional alignment in the Big Ten. And you are amazed that U of M fans, after winning eight games total, are acting as if that they are just coming off an 11-1 season in many ways.
Well, you know, I always preface my statements with I'm certainly not at all a Michigan fan, but I am a little baffled. I mean, you know, Lloyd Carr won 122 games in 13 years, and they ran him out. It would take Rich Rod 30 years to match that, I might add. And I can't quite figure how, you know, when you lost 8 of 9 to your rival, and you're in last place the year before, that somehow when I listen to 10:50 a.m., which I'm sure Tom does, you would think they were 11-1 last year and just had a mild setback. But my feeling is where I think the problem is, in spite of how the Big Ten Network covered it, there's such a fundamental change in the Big Ten with that championship game, and adding Nebraska adds such a difference. And even if Michigan State is a middleweight in terms of fight, still hurts the recruiting these days of Michigan, where Ohio doesn't really have that. So I see Ohio State as is really the giant at this time, with potentially Nebraska joining, and we'll see what happens with Michigan. But I am a little surprised on how excited the Michigan fans are, but I guess that's,
you know,
good.
I strongly disagree. If you're just listening to the radio personnel at WTKA, John, there's not a lot of credibility as that as a source. I've talked to a lot of fellow alumni friends, but we are all in serious doubt of this program. So to think that and to make a blanket statement that we're all real, you know, buying into this situation, it's just the opposite.
Well, then let me do it. I stand corrected. I will say, though, I did, when I watched the opening with Delaney and with the Big Ten, didn't you feel there was a lot of emphasis on the Michigan-Ohio State game?
Of course. Absolutely.
I didn't see the change. Whether that's a big game or not big game, the focus has to be on the championship game, and that we have two divisions now. And really the story is Nebraska has really, that's the story of the year in terms of them coming into the league. But that's fine. I mean, I don't have to be right. I think that in a way it makes it, it'll be a more painful transition the next couple of years for Michigan fans. And I might be wrong. I mean, if everything goes according to plan, Michigan would start winning would win our division. They would play Ohio State. They'd play for the championship game, and whoever wins would go to the national championship. I just think with Iowa, with Wisconsin, with Nebraska, just for starters, let alone Ohio State, that's going to be a tough order for Michigan at this time, since we're talking specifically about Michigan and the impact of this change. I think it's going to be a tall order. I think they will have the hardest transition to go back to where they were of the current Big Ten teams.
Hey, John, you made statements about my team. Now I'm going to make statements about your team. Okay. And this is pretty much my opinion about Michigan State and where they got to go this year. If they don't slam on the accelerator this year and take advantage of Michigan being down right now before Nebraska comes into play. I mean, they haven't been to the Rose Bowl in 24 years and counting right now. If they don't jump on it this year, they don't play Ohio State.
But they were at a Rose Bowl later than Michigan won a Big Ten basketball championship.
Quit the basketball crap, okay? So if they don't do it this year, They might not. I mean, it's going to be a
well, there are a lot of people who think because they will never get to the Rose
Bowl again.
Well,
Earl Robinson thinks it's going to happen.
I'm going to agree with Tom. I mean, this, if you're going to take a year that the stars are set up, if Michigan State can win some big games, they can beat Wisconsin, Iowa. Those are huge ifs. If they can win that Michigan game, I think those are all winnable type things to do. I think they can go to the Rose Bowl this year. I think once you start off next year and you get Nebraska, you get Wisconsin, right, Ohio State, right, and not quite in that order, but you get them right out of the gate. Sure, I think you're right, Tom. I think if Michigan State doesn't win it this year, and they're not predicted to, by the way, but I think they probably could potentially, then I think it could be a long wait till we take another 1988 trip like we did out to the Rose Bowl. Right. You're right. How does that sound?
Well, whenever you have a team in your conference that's ranked number two in the nation, it's hard for anyone else to figure that, hey, we're going to go to the Rose Bowl. But Michigan State has a chance. It has an outside
chance. Yeah,
and I don't think Michigan State has to go to the Rose Bowl to have a very successful season. If all you're saying is the Rose Bowl is a successful season, then 11 Big Ten teams are going to have unsuccessful seasons every year.
It's beyond
and
the
I'm
Rose
not buying
Bowl,
that. I'm not Mike Valenti. We're talking about if you get to a BCS bowl game or a January bowl, you've had a successful season.
And if you win. I mean, I think
it helps to win the game.
You've got to win a bowl game. You don't want to lose four straight bowl games. The other thing I want to point it's just not getting the Rose Bowl. It's leveraging Michigan's demise right now, and in terms of really
taking
Michigan
the stronghold. Michigan State's done that.
I don't think that.
Look at the recruiting they've done. You can't just say okay in the third year. Now you have to evaluate what happens. It takes time in football's infrastructure. You can't tell for 5 years what's happened.
You always quote Rico Beard. He told us recruiting now. Michigan's got the advantage of that this coming class in the state of Michigan. So don't think
that. Well, the numbers don't necessarily indicate
that.
I'm saying the number one player in the state, according to most evaluations, has already committed to Michigan State.
The
number two player is going to do that very shortly, and a number three player probably already has.
Tom Izzo put his foot on Michigan's throat in basketball. Okay.
Right.
And I don't see D'Antonio doing that thus far
I don't either because Michigan football is viable. Michigan basketball sucks. So there's a difference.
Well, go ahead, John. Your turn.
Well, listen, a couple things here. I think that, to tell you the truth, last year Michigan State lost a great opportunity to win more games than they did. I mean, obviously it happened. But last year would have been a statement year, with particularly losing the way they lost the Iowa and could have lost the Michigan game, you know, in the Notre Dame game, Central game, crazy last second type of games.
Right.
So I think they have an opportunity. This is the year to really try to make a statement. But, Tom, I would argue that the bigger problem for Michigan is not Michigan State in the Big Ten. I think it is Nebraska, the realignment, the championship game, and the fact they do have to compete hard against Michigan State. And clearly, when you lose 2 years in a row, then clearly that it may not be a trend, but that does hurt what used to be a pretty safe winning three or four games against Michigan State. So definitely it's a harder time for Michigan. But I do agree, Michigan State last year, personally, I think should have won or could have won those games. They didn't. This is a year we'll see what happens, and probably if the defense is better, the offense probably is going to score a ton of points. Ironically, we're probably a lot like Michigan of all things. Very strong offense and questionable defense.
Here's the difference, and I agree with most things that Dr. John Braccio says, but we have a fundamental disagreement about Michigan State's place in the Big Ten hierarchy. And Dr. John B. is remembering what happened with Biggie Munn and Duffy Doherty. Those days, pre-integration, are over. They will never return. Ohio State is now in a dominant position, and there are enough other schools that have passed Michigan State. Since 1967 started, and you know these numbers, Tom, and these are not flattering for Michigan State. Michigan State has been the epitome of mediocrity. It's been 243, 241, and 5.
Right.
It's been almost a 500 program. So to expect Michigan State to suddenly be winning 10 and 11 games every year would be unreasonable. I'm expecting Michigan State to be an 8 or 9 win program.
The thing of it is, guys, they have no excuses. It's a beautiful campus. They have hot looking co-eds. They got a good academic program. They have great facilities. They even have a traditional element.
So do most schools in the Big Ten.
No,
Wisconsin doesn't?
Tom,
you've never been around the Big Ten, though.
No, I have. I've been around the Big Ten.
You think Penn State doesn't have a lot to offer? You think Iowa doesn't have a lot to offer? Illinois is the ultimate sleeping giant in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Got a ton to offer.
Oh,
and great tradition.
You've been on Illinois' campus.
Yeah.
It doesn't compare to Michigan State. Doesn't compare.
All right, you like the campus better. Big whoop. You think if you're a high school senior, that's going to move you? Northwestern
private school, tough to get in, all the academic challenges.
And you know what a Northwestern education does for you the rest of your life?
Of course, but I'm talking about getting
Michigan
good
State
personnel.
Doesn't have to beat Northwestern for recruits, Tom. It has to beat Michigan and Ohio State. And when you have as much money to throw around as those two schools do, it's pretty easy to get players.
John, final thoughts.
Jack, I'm going to say this, both of you. I think 8-9 is a reasonable type of a number of wins a year for Michigan State. I think potentially they can go to the next level. I feel for the next 3, 4, 5 years, if Michigan State hopefully would have a bigger year. But I think 8-9 wins would be terrific for that program. Some BCS games, some wins. Yeah, I would be satisfied. Tom will say you shouldn't be satisfied. I would like to win all games, but I believe at this point to get a consistent, rock solid 8-9 games winning a year would be terrific for the next 3-4 years. I would take that.
Well, I think a lot of Michigan State fans would be thrilled with that kind of a season with 9 or 10 wins, and I think the potential is there
they'd be
this year to get that. John, thanks so much. Appreciate you joining us.
Always a pleasure, guys. Have fun in Ann Arbor.
I will. Hopefully.
Let's hope it's a one-way trip. We'll be right back. We may be talking with Larry Caper. We hope he's going to join us from the
senior.
Jack Vogler. Senior. Let's make that very clear. We'll be right back with more of the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.